In November last year, Leon County Sheriff's Deputy Chris Smith responded to a house fire on Caracas Court. Curtis Wade Holly set the fire to his own home in an attempt to draw in and then ambush first responders. Holly shot and killed Smith when the deputy arrived at the scene. Monday, the Florida Sheriff's Association added Smith's name to its memorial wall. Surrounded by four large oaks, the black marble wall rises from a round floor of slate gray bricks. At the center of the monument is a sculpture of six figures, the family and partner of a fallen deputy seated on a bench flanked by two deputies and a sheriff. In addition to Smith, the ceremony honored two others who died in the line of duty, Jacksonville Sheriff's Officer Mark H. Larson and Orange County Deputy Jonathan Scott Pine. Here's Alachua County Sheriff Sadie Darnell.
These individuals gave selflessly of their lives to protect the citizens of their communities and of Florida, and to uphold our laws and safeguard our way of life. Now they will be honored with a traditional 21-gun salute, so prepare your children, cover ears.
Leon County Sheriff Mike Wood says Smith was a lifelong public servant, working for nearly 25 years in the Jefferson and Leon County Sheriff Departments.
It's on a scale of what's important, what we're doing today, you know, is minuscule compared to the sacrifice his family made and that he made, obviously. But we do love his family very much, his brother, his wife, his children. And so that's kind of what today's all about, just recognizing the sacrifice and commitment.
And Wood says Smith's family appreciates the support of the Tallahassee community.
I know I can say this on behalf of Chris's family. There's been an outpouring of community support. Tallahassee is a wonderful place, and his family feels that love. I can tell you that.
Next week, Smith, Larson, and Pine's names all go up in the National Law Enforcement Memorial in Washington, D.C. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.